you want a seat at the table, but what if you want a seat at an award show, a seat at Fashion Week, or a seat with the board of directors for a cause that excites you, a career that puts you in the driver's seat where your passions become your purpose? Do you love the world of music, the excitement of high fashion? Or perhaps you're driven by a desire to make a difference. No matter your passion, accountants are helping to lead the way to keep the music playing, the runways alive, and communities thriving. Imagine being an accountant, working in the music industry, working closely with your favorite artists on their financial strategies. Or picture yourself as an accountant working in fashion, an essential part of the production process, helping designers thrive. Or how about an accountant working with nonprofits, impacting the community by guiding fiscal decisions? Well, Deloitte's Making Accounting Diverse and Equitable, or MADE, M-A-D-E, is here to help you seize that seat. They're redefining accounting, especially for high school and college students, with a core focus on making a difference. If you're on the hunt for a career where your passions meet potential, take a moment to visit Deloitte MADE's website at DeloitteMADE.com. DeloitteMADE.com. Wherever important decisions are being made, accountants are helping to lead the way. The future of accounting starts with you.
I sat with someone that I was being advised by. He was like, so what do you stand for? Like, what's at the core of who you are? And that's where love came in. I am successful.
In what regard?
Maybe I should just take my mask off right now and create a viral moment, right?
I don't know if it'd be a viral moment.
Absolutely not. That was a joke.
I don't think, if I'm being honest with you, I don't think people
care enough.
Care as much as you think they do.
I want to know about how you built, like how you built your team, how you were able to.
By not wearing a mask.
What?
My job is to make you fail. My job is to make you quit. My job is to make you cry. But if you survive it, success is on the other side. Welcome to the hot seat, man. How are you?
I'm amazing. Lovely.
Lovely.
Yes, sir.
Which makes sense because you love.
Absolutely.
Okay. So hold on. So were you love before? Did he change the name or after?
Way before, actually.
Way before. So people been calling you love.
Yeah.
So he stole that from you, kind of.
Nah, I wouldn't say he stole it. You know, love is love. So it's, you know, universal.
Yeah.
But, you know, I'm not the person that's out here just trying to take credit for everything.
I feel that. So what do you do?
I do a lot, bro, honestly. But at the forefront, and the main thing being the main thing is music. But I also have a line of clothing and a podcast. And then I invest in real estate as well.
Okay.
I just sold a property. Shouts out. I just like went to closing on the property like 14 minutes before I walked.
Oh, congratulations.
Appreciate it.
Congratulations. So primarily you do music and fashion.
I kind of do all three of them the same way. And if you ask me like what's done the most is probably podcasting, because that's like
you make money from your podcast.
I make the most money from merch. So
I'm sorry. You said
I make the most money from clothes.
Yep.
Because that's a tangible thing that is exchangeable like in real time.
Yep.
In terms of podcasting, I just started my podcast. We're stockpiling. I probably got about 18 episodes in the tuck that's like coming out like weekly. So in terms of solidifying sponsorships, we haven't gotten to that point yet.
Got it. It's cool. Mm-hmm. Do you wear the mask in the summertime too?
Yeah.
How long have you been wearing the mask?
Since 2018.
Every day?
No. Every day that I show up as love, yeah.
Every day that you show up as love?
Yeah,
when do you show up as love? When don't you show up as love?
When I show up as myself. That's funny. I like the way you like the person that love is.
Yeah.
Like, you know, this is Superman. Clark Kent, when I go to like do regular stuff, I'm Clark Kent, but the mask is to protect that person.
The mask is to protect the real you.
No, I mean, I'm the real me regardless. If you know me, you know me. If you don't know me, like for instance, if you were to meet me again a month from now, my mannerisms are the same. I don't do like.
Okay, so give me the ideology behind the mask and the glasses and not people not knowing.
All right, so I'll tell you. I used to do some things back in the day, right? And I said I wanted to reinvent myself, and I didn't want those things to be associated with what I'm doing now. So I sat with someone that I was being advised by. He was like, so what do you stand for? Like, what's at the core of who you are? And that's where love came in. Mm-hmm. And then we were like, well, people are going to see you the same way they saw you before. So how can we change that? And that's where the ski mask came from. And that's where who the F is love came from, the ski mask, because nobody knows who I am.
I mean, I know who you are.
I mean.
Only because I saw. But very few people, you know what see I look you like.
Yeah.
Without the mask. Well, people see you without the mask. They just don't know that those exactly. two people are the same two people.
Exactly.
Where are you from?
D.C.
How long you been out here?
2019.
Okay. And when you were doing the things that you were doing was when?
2013. I started a podcast in 2013. I've been doing music all my life.
No, but I'm saying the stuff that you don't want people to know. That's the stuff.
I started a podcast in 2013, and I used to do music. I didn't want that to get mixed up with this because I was doing those in different capacities with different people. So, you know, and then there's also a mystique that comes. I like what comes behind the mask, or like what comes with the mystique of the mask. What comes with the ability to sell ski masks at a certain price now. The fact that people don't know who I am and I can.
So it's okay. So you just like the mystique of people not knowing who you really just like the going in and out of, cause people meet you and you like the fact that they have no idea that I'm love.
Exactly.
And then love comes out and they're like, they have no idea that I try to holler at you in the mall by myself when I was me. Kind of like,
yeah, I know. Yeah,
it's a cool, mm-hmm. it's all gimmick.
You know what's funny? I'll tell a short story. All right. When I was making music, with my face out, like, I had these people from my city that wanted to invest money in me. They asked me, can I bring people out? I told them I could probably bring people out better than I can make money. I mean, make music, and I make music pretty good. And they were like, all right, well, we're gonna put it to the test. They lent me a venue. They paid for everything, and then they split the door with me. And they came back the next week with like, we want to do business with you, but we need you to do something. We need you to dye your hair green or yellow or something. We need you to come up with like some type of gimmick. And I told them, nah, I'm not doing that. Like if I'm not good enough, and this was in 2013, and look at me now in 2024.
Gimmicking.
Crazy. It's nuts.
Here's the thing. I'm not mad at it. It just seems like it's got to be a hassle, though. You know what I mean?
It's hot
in the summertime in Atlanta.
Yeah, it's hot everywhere in the summertime for the most part. But for the most part, any type of venue that I'm doing is inside.
So people book you to perform.
Uh huh.
Do you change the glasses at all, or the same glasses? Yeah, change those out. Yeah. Okay. All right. Mm-hmm. Cool. So, what is your biggest issue right now?
Scale, honestly. Scaling, building a team that is reliable and dependable, but also scaling. I think we made good money last year with clothes.
You say good money, about how much?
About 46, 47, close to 50 grand.
Okay.
But we were averaging about $35,000 to $4,000 a month.
Yeah, that's good. Mm-hmm.
But that's not profit. You know, that's just
100%. And you sell them just on the website, out in the street?
Can't sell them on the street. That's part of my hassle. That's a part of the hassle with scalability is the fact that people don't know who I am. Granted, yes, I can go outside and stand with the ski mask, garner a certain amount of attention and sell hand to hand. But that's not the look that we want. So,
but is your, like the whole ski mask look,
mm-hmm.
is that the marketing approach to sell more apparel?
No.
Or that's just for your rap career?
I'm not a rapper.
Singer?
Yes.
Okay, your singing career.
Uh-huh. I'm a singer. I'm not a rapper though. I know I look like a rapper, but that's another
part. But you are a singer though.
Yes, I am.
You rap sometimes?
Yeah, I used to.
Okay, but now just singing.
For the most part.
What do you sing about? Love?
Yeah.
Got to be.
Got to be.
Okay, gotcha. So, but your biggest issue is scaling the clothing brand.
Correct? Scaling the brand as a whole, Love as a whole. So the clothes, that's Black Love. Who the F is Love, that's music.
That's music.
And Love in the Living Room is a podcast. So scaling everything at once is an issue, especially with limited resources or limited team.
Look, man, I see y'all enjoying the episode, but entrepreneurship is tough, as you can see. But if you want to make more money, get more information, and really have more support, you need a community, okay? Morning Meetup is a community that I've started 6 years ago, where every single morning I'm talking to a group of entrepreneurs, giving them more information, giving them support, and teaching them how to make more money, how to grow their business, okay? We have a book club that you need to be a part of. We have meetups that you need to be a part of. The missing link is connection to not only a coach, but a community, okay? You don't have to join every single morning, okay? But if you wake up this morning, you know that we are there Monday through Friday, 8 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, okay? Join our book club. You don't have to speak. You could be quiet. You don't have to have your camera on, but the more you're on, you want people to see your face and connect with us, okay? The morning meetup will get you more money, more information, and more support this year, 2024, okay? So it's only $497 for the entire year. That's 250 calls with the community teaching you how to do this thing called entrepreneurship, okay? So if this interview resonates with you at any point and you say, yo, you know what? The way he's talking to him or the way he's talking to her, I need him to talk to me like that. Well, join us every single morning. And quiet is kept. Most of the people that are on the hot seat come from the Morning Meetup community. You all get priority. All right? So go to themorningmeetup.com. Let's get back to the episode.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah.
My advice on that is you don't scale everything at once.
True.
You have to lock in on building something. So if you're it takes a lot to be all in on anything.
Yeah.
But the most success will come from being all in on something. So let's say you wanted to build your music career. Well, I tell you to do all kind of like masked stuff, like, and I don't know, try to get somebody to fall in love with you with the mask on. Yo, when you're dating somebody, say they meet you like this.
Mm-hmm.
First date, you show up with the mask?
No.
So it's just me?
If I show up with the mask, is it real?
Huh?
If I show up with the mask, is it a real date? Like, or are we doing, like, if I show up with a mask on, you got to know I'm on some content vibes with you. It's not like real.
But I'm saying, when they meet you like this?
If they meet me like this and I'm trying to talk to you at some point in time, probably early on, I'm going to ask you to sign an NDA, not on some Diddy stuff, but like on some, I need you to protect my, like, this is my investment. This is my investment and I need you to respect it and protect it. So I need you to sign an NDA saying that you're not going to reveal who I really am to people.
Got it. It's just so, it's a lot to manage where you're trying to cover up your identity.
Trust me, I understand.
And then we want to sell the clothes because what if one day we're in the mask and we selling black love?
Mm-hmm.
Do you sell it more in the mask or without the mask?
I actually don't sell it a lot. Like, so I don't sell it a lot as me.
Yeah.
So initially,
when
I wanted.
You say me, which one?
As love.
Love.
So. It's crazy because it's called Black Love, but at the same time, the clothes started to get so much attention that I didn't want to throw people off with the brand of who the F is Love. If they don't like Love, the music, I don't want you to like associate that with the clothes and then not want to buy it because you feel like it's merch. You get what I'm saying?
So you sell the clothes as your human name. Let's call you, give me an alias name.
Josh.
Josh. You sell the clothes as Josh, right?
I don't sell if you're talking about hand to hand, like the way that I'm giving away clothes today to y'all is not the way that I would like.
How do you sell the clothes?
I ship them.
So you got the website, but who's driving traffic to the website? Josh or who the F is Love?
People, advocates. So like the people that have worn my clothes, the people who I've gifted clothes, the people who purchase clothes.
Okay, cool. Mm-hmm. Do you give them the clothes as Who the F is Love or Josh?
I give them the clothes as Black Love, the brand, the clothing brand.
No.
Unless
you're still a human being.
Yeah, I am.
So you have to give me some clothes. Right now, you're giving me this as Who the F is Love.
Yeah, so for instance, I also have affiliates. So today, the same way I came with gifts in hand, if I go somewhere else, I'm always going with gifts, you know? So that's a a way to support my holistic brand. But at the same time, I wasn't doing that at one point. At one point, I was trying to keep Black Love and who the F is Love separate, because I didn't want people to be turned off from the clothes by who I am as a music artist. If you don't like the clothes, if you don't like the music, that's fine. But I don't want you to not like the clothes or not wear the clothes because you think that it's a merch brand. You get what I'm saying?
Yes. Yes. But my point is, at some point, people know, oh, I got the joint from...
It's too late then.
What do you mean?
Too late. If you like the clothes, you like the clothes. You bought the clothes. By the time you find out that this Love music over here, because you might be a hateful person and you just might not like Love music. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Or you might just love hip hop music and you might be a thug, but you want to wear my clothes. But when you hear that I'm an R&B singer that's singing about marriage and like love and falling in love and stuff like that, it's too late. You already have the clothes. You like the clothes. You like the brand. Mm-hmm. But if you are introduced to the music first and then you're introduced to the clothes after, you're already going to associate the music with those clothes.
All of this seems so very confusing.
It does.
And I can understand your issue with scaling.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like it's all over the place. It's like, here's the thing. I think it's important that you, the mystique part, mm-hmm. right? I think it could add to your music career,
mm-hmm.
or it could add to the clothing brand. But it's so confusing. Do you do the podcast with your mm-hmm. mask on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Maybe I should just take my mask off right now to create a viral moment, right?
I don't know if it'd be a viral moment.
Absolutely not. That was a joke. You what?
I don't think, if I'm being honest with you, I don't think people
care enough.
Care as much as I think they do.
I don't think they care. The people that do care probably not watching right now. They won't wait for they're at work. They would have been here with me.
What you mean?
I have a team of people that normally travel with me. But this is a day thing.
Really?
Normally.
So you're making money from this music thing.
I'm making money from a few things. I'm making money from songwriting.
Yeah.
I'm making money from merch. And I plan to make money by third quarter.
How much
quarter.
You make a year about? Total. With all this stuff.
With everything?
Yeah.
Probably. I'm well within like six figures.
Okay.
Yeah. I make six figures with, like I said, I have real estate. I have a job as well.
Where you work? You can't say.
I see what you're doing.
No.
Yeah, exactly. But I seen you at my job before.
Really?
Yeah.
Bro, you know there's a coworker right now saying, that ain't number Gerald. That ain't
Josh.
Josh, okay. Hey, number Gerald over there. You can't tell me where you work. So
I work in finance, like the finance realm.
Like the bank?
No, I work in finance.
I don't be nowhere but the bank for finances.
Okay. That might be where.
Bro, here's the thing. I like the gimmick part. I like it.
Mm-hmm.
I really do. But when you're talking about building something like a business,
mm-hmm.
it takes as much mind share as possible. And one of my mentors, used to share this with me. He gave me this concept called mind share, meaning our mind can really, it can only hold, but so much. There's only, but so much we can focus on and think about throughout the day.
Mm-hmm.
You're adding added pressure on yourself for, I don't want to say no reason, but it just takes a piece of your mind share to not only hold up the mask, but also create music, but also to write, but also to do real estate and also to have your regular job and also do this merch.
Yeah.
Our minds need to really lock in on something. I understand it's taxing, bro. Mm-hmm. You got to figure out, okay, is this a moment where I wear my mask or not?
or there's added pressure on figuring out if people know me or not. That's it. That's it's just, it takes too much energy to hold this up, bro. It reminds, well, it's almost like a person who has to keep lying to everybody. You got to keep remembering and keeping up your lie. It's stressful. Not saying you're lying about anything, but I'm just saying there's so many things that you want to build, but it's, I think the way you're going about it, you have to focus on what you're going to do. If you're going to spend all your time and energy with the music, with the whole mask thing, focus on that. Because now you will be thinking of, okay, what are some skits I could do with the mask? I can do appearances with the mask. I'm going to be in the streets and do some sort of viral content with the mask on.
I'm not trying to goof the mask out, though. Like,
what you mean?
I take my brand very serious. And, like, love is love. Like, and I want the mask to be a semblance of love being love, not a semblance of going out doing goofy stuff to give viral views on TikTok or on YouTube or
okay,
whatever.
So explain the purpose of the mask again.
So the mask is to protect my identity, of course, right? But as
why is your identity need protecting?
Because I don't want it associated with the things that I used to do.
Is there a lot of people that know the things you used to do?
Yeah, I was pretty popular.
What are the things? They weren't illegal.
No, I mean,
what are the things that you do?
The same things that I'm doing now, but under a different moniker, under a different persona.
Most of the purpose of the mask is so that people who saw you do the music that you used to do won't associate your music with what's your...
The music, the podcasting, the hostings, all the things that I used to do. I don't want them to, and then I wouldn't want you to see it now and then go back and see what I used to do as well and associate that with this.
Why not though?
I just want separation.
But why you want separation?
So if you're an R&B singer, right?
Mm-hmm.
You're an R&B singer. You don't want and you used to be a rapper.
Mm-hmm.
What you used to be could kind of impact what you are. Like, everybody's not Drake. So when Drake used to look goofy in the wheelchair on, what was the name of the Degrassi? Mm-hmm. And then when he was wearing weird outfits and he didn't know he didn't have style, he grew and people liked that. But everybody's not like Drake. As soon as they see something and they associate that with you, that's who you are or that's who you were. And all right. Soulja Boy, right? Soulja Boy still, he doesn't wear rubber bands around his neck anymore, but people still look at him almost the same way they looked at him when he wore bathing apes and rubber bands around his neck.
Because I don't think he changed.
No, he changed. It's just diamonds around his
neck
now.
In what way has Soulja Boy changed?
I mean, it's just diamonds around his neck now.
I'm not talking about his outfit. In what way has Soulja Boy the person changed where he's doing something different now than he used to do back then?
Oh, yeah.
No way.
Yeah, no, probably no way.
Here's what's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Has anyone ever seen him or know what he did in 2013 here?
No.
Nobody knows.
Yeah.
Looking at the people on social media, on Instagram right now,
they probably don't know either. This is,
if you took your mask off right now, they'd be like, oh, well, that's the guy without the mask. They're not associating you now with who you were. In our world, we all have these little boxes, right?
Mm-hmm.
We're in our box. We are the most popular people in our box. Everybody knows us here.
Uh-huh.
So all the things that I did in this box 2013, the people in this box are going to see. And they're either going to support it or not. But we're neglecting the entire world of people who have no idea who your past was. And unless you was robbing people or something like that, and you don't want the people that you robbed to find you now, I understand it. But it's just added pressure. Unless you're just saying, when I perform, I wear this mask, I'm cool with that. But the reason you don't want other people to associate, and I don't know how popular
that's how it started.
Were.
That's how it started. And it grew into a space of anonymous love. Like, you can receive love from somebody that you don't necessarily know who they are. Like, it started from oh yeah, I don't want this to be associated with this. Then it also grew legs with the just like you said, when you first assumed that, like, you rap, right? No, I'm not a rapper. I'm an R&B singer. Mm-hmm. Like, it's also a space of, like, let's stop profiling things based upon what they quote unquote look like as well. So it's a couple meanings behind the mask, but, you know, not really to delve too deep into, like, the mask.
But I'm talking about the whole protecting your identity thing.
The mask, that's the primary agenda for the mask. Well, that's the primary reason for the mask.
Let me ask you this. Are you making money from the, yes. Are you making money from the music?
I make more money from music now than I did then. A lot more.
A lot more.
Yeah.
So you get booked to sing?
I get booked for more for songwriting than anything.
Which something doesn't require the mask?
But the mask is, it doesn't require the mask, but the mask is kind of like something that gets me in the room. So like if I send music out from my page, you don't know who I am. I can make music on my own without necessarily coming to your studio session or whatever the case may be. And then I work with people and people are more singers are more willing to work with people that are not trying to be famous. And I don't have the desire to be famous.
Well, the mask kind of tells me that you want to be famous for this mask.
If the mask can be famous.
It's the same thing, though.
It's,
like,
it's not, because when I walk outside, if I have a mask on and I'm famous outside, when I go take my mask off and go outside, nobody knows who I am.
I'm just saying, your point was...
quality of life is different.
But people don't want to work with someone who's trying to be famous. And they're working with a person with a mask on, which is obviously trying to be different so that I can be famous. It's just a little contradictory. You know what I mean?
I understand.
If you go in there with your regular humble, yo, bro, let me write. The music says itself. I mean, speaks for itself. I'm not saying don't use the mask. I'm just saying we need to come up with a really good reason why we're doing the mask.
Oh, okay.
Or are we going to focus on the music career, or are we going to focus on the merch? Because the merch... You can't really push it with the mask and without the mask. And I don't know what percentage of time you wear that mask, but if it's a smaller
Like throughout the day?
Yeah, what percentage of the day, you think? percentage of the time are you wearing this mask?
If I'm not shooting content, if I'm not shooting a podcast, if I'm not shooting content, or if I'm not going to an event as Love, I'm not wearing a mask.
Okay. Yeah. Do you feel comfortable telling people to buy this merch while you have the mask on?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Do you feel comfortable telling people to buy the merch if you don't have the mask on?
It depends on who they are.
So some people you just won't tell
if you know who I am already, if you know who I am beyond the mask, if you know me.
Yes.
And I will.
So if you came in here without the mask, you're not coming in here like, yo, y'all need to buy this merch.
If I came here
without saying that.
Yeah, nah.
Okay.
I'm not even bringing a merch in.
Which means there's a percentage of time, there's a small window of time that you can sell merch. I mean, I think in the beginning, somebody has to be an advocate, and this looks almost like cut and sew, or it's like one of one, that jacket, unless you made 100 of those, 1,000 of those.
Nah.
It's 50. Like one of one stuff, right?
Yeah. This is the first of 50.
Okay. My point is, if your goal is to be a fashion designer, this mask is killing that, because there's only a percentage of time that you can actually tell people about the apparel. Then you got to think, did people see me? There might be a game changer in the room that can really take that brand to the next level, but you're not going to approach them because you ain't got your mask on. You understand what I'm saying?
A lot of times I'm wearing it and people come up to me and then I tell them where they can get it. That has a different Instagram as well. But like you said, it is taxing, and I do understand the ebbs and flows that comes with the fact that I can only do things under certain circumstances. So I can only introduce you to things that are Love when Love is in the room. And I can only be Josh when I'm being like every other time. I can't be Josh and still like sell or support Love, because I would look like I had to catch myself. I would look like a jerk, or like I would look incompetent to tell people. A person with the same build, same hair, same smile structure, same everything else. Yeah, you should listen. Go listen to this dude, Love, man. I think he really got some. And then you seen the movie where Jim Carrey was
The Mask?
No, not The Mask.
I figured that's where he's going.
Nah, the movie where he was Andy Kaufman, or
I haven't seen it, but I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, so like he was trying to let people know that, oh no, this is a completely different person, but you know, people just weren't buying it. And mm-hmm. I don't wanna, like, I'm not gonna do that.
Okay.
Never wanna look goofy.
So what's your question? No, what's your question for me?
I wanna know about how you built, like how you built your team, how you were able to
by not wearing a mask. What?
No, it's just funny. I understand that.
I am me all day. I don't have to worry about anything but building the business, protecting my identity. I ain't got to worry about none of that. I focused on getting people to like a consistent person. And I'm focusing on only doing things where I can be myself.
I'm being myself.
You are, but think, okay. Beyonce had her alter ego after she was already Beyonce. Same thing with Nicki Minaj, mm-hmm. right? I'm trying to, and I'm not saying it can't be done, but I'm trying to think of someone who became successful by trying to not only build the business, but kind of be two different people.
I don't know where it's been done before either.
I think it's hard for one person to build a brand.
I do too.
You're trying to build it by two people.
Trying to use one person to build a brand for another person or another alter ego, if that makes sense.
Say it again.
Use the person to build the brand.
Josh
is building the brand for love.
Why? How?
What do you mean?
Because Josh can't tell people about love.
I'm talking about not necessarily the actual, hey, this is love. I'm talking about the portion of the business that is not hand to hand with people. Mm-hmm. So the portion of the business, like the plan.
You're managing you.
Yeah, exactly. Josh is managing love.
That's incredibly difficult.
Tell me about it.
So why do we keep doing it?
Because anything that's easy is not worth it.
Yeah, but just because it's hard doesn't mean it's worth it.
Nah, but it's just because it's hard, it doesn't mean it's worth it. But when you actually get to what you plan to get to, it makes it that much more appreciative. Like you appreciate it more.
Mm-hmm. What?
You appreciate it more when you work hard for it. If it comes easy, you're not going to appreciate it. If yes. I gave you $1 million right now, probably 2 years from now, you're not going to be a millionaire anymore. Not you specifically. But if you never had any money and I gave you $1 million today, 2 years from now, I can come see you and you probably have, like, you'll be down to your last like 100,000 because it was given to you.
Yes, but that doesn't, so it's almost, what you're saying is, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if you're playing basketball, you don't put on ankle weights just to make it harder so you can appreciate the game more.
No, you put on ankle weights to strengthen your ankle.
Strengthen you.
Right.
The mask doesn't strengthen you. It's just like you're playing with ankle weights because it's another thing that you have to think about in terms of building this
it
business.
Can strengthen,
now, if your main goal was to be an artist, that's the focus. And I'm sorry I'm eating, bro. I haven't eaten all day.
Enjoy, bro. This is your podcast.
That's a fact.
This is your hot seat.
If the main goal is to build your music career behind this mask, then I get it. I understand.
The main thing is the main thing.
Who did that? Who was doing that with the mask? Who was that?
Rumor.
Who?
A guy named Rumor. He might have stole it from me.
No.
But I don't know his name.
He was on Breakfast Club and everything.
Oh, you talking about Kodak. I hope so.
Kodak what?
Yeah, I hope so. Mm-hmm.
He don't wear the mask no more, though.
He never wore a mask for real. He just did it for the interview.
Oh, he did it on interview? Yeah. But I thought it was somebody that was...
Yeah, he did it a couple times, but like everybody knew who Kodak was.
We know who Kodak was, but yeah. we like the fact that Kodak is wearing a mask, which is symbolizing something. Oh, he about to go on goon mode or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
If I were you, I wouldn't play basketball with ankle weights just so I can appreciate the game more. Right, we got to think about, and because you've been doing it so long, you might be thinking to yourself, I can't stop now. When that's really, not it. You can stop now.
That's not it. That's or not why.
We can put less importance on the separation of identity.
What do you mean? Say that one more time. Like, not meaning, elaborate on that one.
You're not so worried about someone knowing who's behind the mask.
Oh, so let me tackle that, right? Mm-hmm. I am worried about it, and I do carry NDAs and things of that sort, but I'm not worried about it. So
a little bit.
Yeah, it's like I'm worried about it.
NDA, bro.
Yes, I do. But guess what? Guess what the NDA is going to do?
What's that?
It's going to make you remember that you signed an NDA to not tell people that you...
Touche.
Mm-hmm. It's a part of the marketing scheme just as much as the mask is. So, like, it's about remembering the person. So, when I walked in here, you didn't see me walk in with a mask on. You saw me with my bare face. But you'll remember me because I did wear a mask, one. And then, two, I asked you to sign an NDA, and you actually had to sign it. Not had to sign it, but you know what I mean.
That's good. That's good.
Thanks.
Even when you asked me to sign an NDA, I'm like, whoa, who's this guy who wants me to sign an NDA?
Yeah.
He's serious about this mask thing.
Yeah, I am.
However, we have to start to weigh if the fact that people sign an NDA is worth you being handcuffed in your ability to build this business and build this brand.
I've been trying to mentor people, but that ain't working. Maybe that's what I need from
you. What you mean?
I've been trying to mentor people to be Josh for love, if that makes sense. Not to be me for love, but to manage that those processes, to put people in place to help build those businesses so love could just worry about music. But if love was just worrying about music, love, he wouldn't go broke because he had, I wouldn't go broke because I have all these other streams of income. However, if I had other people that could contribute to building the fashion portion of the brand and the podcast portion of the brand, then I could just make music. And music is not as constant. It's constant, but it's not as constant as content is. And it's not as easy. Music is very collaborative.
You make the most money from your job and merch, right?
Yeah.
My advice to you is to go build this merch brand because I think it's really good and I think you have an eye for fashion.
Thanks.
But it doesn't have to be a separation of identity and personality because it's one, it just seems like it's too easy to find out who you are. If we become like more popular, somebody on the internet is like, oh, this is Josh.
I'm going to be like, no, it ain't.
But here's what's cool. We can do that now. Even if they know you are Josh, even if they know that,
mm-hmm.
You can, it might be a funny thing. No, it ain't. That ain't me.
Yeah, no, it ain't.
Like, yo, what you mean? I saw you this morning.
No, you didn't.
No, you did.
You didn't.
Exactly. The pressure of having to separate them two, both of them, is taking an unnecessary amount of mind share from you. It's unnecessary. I like the mask and I like the glasses. That's going to be memorable.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that you have to decide when you're so-and-so, who's who, that's tough, bro.
It's not tough to decipher when I need to be who.
It's tough to keep it up because you're concerned about
people. It is tough to keep it up. But that's if you're concerned. Like, when I go outside, I don't go outside with my mask on. Now, if I want to create a moment, I'll go outside with my mask on and sit down and eat and like if I'm recording content, but it's not to look goofy at all. It's to look, do normal things in a mask and normalize.
Which isn't goofy to you?
No, it's not.
People don't do normal things in a mask.
The symbolic behind it, the symbolism behind it is different. If I go, even something as weird as like going to the Chinese restaurant and eating with chopsticks as a black man looks weird to people.
Not really.
Maybe not anymore.
Not anymore.
But
yeah.
There are things that we can do as black people, like be educated and like present ourselves well.
That's not the conversation we're having.
I know.
I'm telling you, I haven't seen you But I've seen people walk around outside with a mask on in the summertime and you look goofy.
Oh yeah. I mean, I think, I don't even think they intend to look, are you talking about the shiesty masks?
I don't know what they be. It looks goofy to me. And they didn't have the glasses, which adds a layer of goof. Not saying that, I'm saying,
I know what you mean.
Your thing. I know what you mean. What I'm saying is, if I see you out, I don't think, whoa, that's cool. I say, whoa, look at Goofy. It's mad hot outside. Why are you doing that?
And that's the point. That's the point. If you, like, as opposed to, oh, look at Goofy. If you have a conversation with Goofy, you'll find out he might not be Goofy. You'll find out he might have had first degree burns that he don't want to show people. Mm-hmm. You might find out that this Goofy is, has something to give to either you or the world.
100%.
But if we stop looking at everything as, yo, Goofy, and even if we start looking at those things to correct them and say, yo, why are you doing this? And then you find out it's Goofy, and then you could tell them, like, yo, I think that's Goofy.
Hey, listen, first off, if I see somebody with a mask on,
you're probably not going to talk to them.
I'm not going to find out the story behind it.
Yeah, see?
And all the people that I saw with a mask on, it didn't make that person memorable. It didn't make me curious about, oh, I wonder. It looked like, he just robbed somebody, or he's on his way to rob somebody. This is what a ski mask does in my mind. However,
that's what black skin does.
If I see you at the club and you're performing your song in the mask, I'm saying, if the music's great, I like what he's doing there because he's going to stand out of everybody else on this panel. I get it right there.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, thinking people do the same thing. It's a little wild.
People associate the same way you associate with the ski mask. People associate those things with stereotypes and black skin. I didn't want to go down this rabbit hole, but I think that as opposed to judging certain situations, we should like open those lines of communication and talk to people and find out people's whys and find out if the person is goofy to you, fine, they goofy. But I had the conversation that I needed to have to figure out whether this person is actually goofy to me. But if that person is a person that probably could add value to your life, you would never know just because of the fact that they have a mask on or they have black skin or they wore these type of shoes or they don't drive this type of car or they don't do this. So I think that the mask, like I told you, the mask is symbolic beyond just hiding my identity and certain things of that sort. It's also, yeah, it also has a message.
I get it 100%. But what I'm saying is,
if you want to build your business, it's making it harder.
Build your business. I don't care who buys this shirt or this hat. I don't care who they buy it from. But when they see me perform, when I'm in artist mode, I'm wearing the mask because this is clear that this is a part of my brand.
Mm.
But rocking that joint in the summertime just outside.
I won't. I would never rock this in the summertime outside unless.
You said you have.
No, if I'm going like outside. Like outside, yeah. like geographically outside. Absolutely not. Why would I do that?
Okay, so only when you're performing.
Like if I'm doing something that has to do with the brand of love, it's normally indoors and it's normally a controlled temperature situation.
Okay.
Like right now.
I got you.
Yeah. It's 70 degrees outside.
Yeah.
That's why I didn't walk in with the mask.
I see.
Yeah.
I see.
Then I would have been goofy. All
right, so.
No, I'm joking.
What can I help you with?
Like I said, I'm glad I came here and had this conversation. Maybe I just need to go ahead and pay my $500 or whatever it costs for the daily morning meetup.
The morning meetups.
For sure. And then like, I'll pay to figure out what ways. I'll pay to continue to pick your brain and figure out what ways that we can help each other. More so you than me, but because I'm paying.
It's a marvelous community. But I think we have to figure out where we're going to put our focus, and our focus can't be on hiding my identity. The focus needs to be, am I building a music career or am I building a merch brand?
The focus is going to be on strategy on building.
What though?
Building one.
Okay. Better question.
Mm-hmm.
What is the ultimate goal of you behind the mask, Josh? What do you want to become when you grow up?
My ultimate goal is to spread love, honestly. Okay. Like, you know, I'm blessed in abundance because of the fact that I spread love as much. Yeah. In terms of with these brands, though, I think that the mask was so mysterious and the music was so mysterious at one point. I was told that you have an amazing personality. People need to get to know who you are as a person. Now you can keep the mask, but if you want to show people who you are as a person, you need to get out and get on these other podcasts, or you need to start your podcast, which is where Love in the Living Room came from. So building Love in the Living Room will consistently put me in people's face as a personality. The music probably will drop every quarter, maybe a 3-4 piece music piece. And then the merch will just be there, but it won't be merch. It will be a brand. And overall,
I'm sorry, real quick. What do you want to be?
A love spreader.
A love spreader.
Yeah. Like, what do you mean by that question?
You want to be a love spreader.
Mm-hmm.
But do you care how this love is spread? Should it be through music?
That's a cryptic question. Yeah. I mean, music, yes. But music is not consistent enough.
What do you mean?
So music, the day and age that we live in now, dropping music is not going to keep people's attention the way that podcasting keeps people's attention.
Okay.
And in order for people to actually care about the music, they have to see you often enough.
Gotcha.
I don't think that we live in a land of legacy acts anymore. I don't know if the people that came out 5 years ago will be able to tour like Keith Sweat is touring 20 years after they started their career.
Okay. What are you afraid of, man?
Burying my kid. I know that was a little morbid, but that's what I'm afraid of.
What else?
It's not a lot. I'm a God-fearing man. Like, I walk with God. It's not too much that I fear.
There's something you fear. We all fear something.
Yeah, I just told you.
I mean, outside of burying your kid, this is...
Give me an example.
I fear... All right, let's do some quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you can keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headache, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required. Access from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. It just makes sense. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move. So do the math. See how you'll profit from NetSuite? I know you see it. Listen to me. If you have everything scattered in business, you cannot grow. And everything is more expensive when you have more and more processes layered on top of each other, more and more softwares. You got to get out of that. And it will improve efficiency and cut costs. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/socialproof. That's netsuite.com/socialproof. netsuite.com/socialproof. It's so important that Black voices are represented in Black media for so many different reasons. And the next generation of Black voices and influencers from Black voices can be found on NPR's new collection, Black Stories, Black Truths. Black Stories, Black Truths is a celebration of Blackness from NPR. Each of NPR's Black voices are as distinct, varied, and nuanced as the Black experience itself. In the Black Stories, Black Truths collections, you'll hear stories of joy, resilience, empowerment, and creating world-shifting things out of struggle. And every episode is a living account about what it means to be Black today, told from a unique Black perspective. From Bobby Smurda to The Wire, Michelle Obama to reparations, there's no limit to the range of Black Stories, Black Truths. I listen and I'm enjoying these conversations that are for us, by us. Black representation, again, it hasn't always been shared from our perspective. And Black perspectives haven't been censored in the telling of America's story. Now they are the story. In NPR's Black Stories, Black Truths, you'll find a collection of some of NPR's best podcast episodes celebrating the Black experience. Hear a feed of episodes from across NPR's podcasts that center Black voices. It's NPR Noir. Turn on NPR today and hear a range of voices as very nuanced and Black as the country we reflect. Stories should never be about us without us. Listen to the Black Stories, Black Truths on NPR, wherever you get podcasts. Public embarrassment.
I'm outside with a mask and glasses and a grill on. I look like I fear public embarrassment.
Well, I'm not saying you fear what I fear, but you fear something. You're afraid of something.
Bro, I've been through a lot. So a lot of the things that I was afraid of at one point, I'm no longer afraid of them because I had to face them.
Are you in a relationship?
Yeah.
How long?
Off and on, a long time.
You want to be married?
Yeah. Commitment. Boom. I'm afraid of commitment.
Okay, here we go.
Boom. Boom.
Okay.
I'm not afraid of commitment, bro. I'm not afraid of commitment, but I knew where you were going.
I don't know. Sometimes, man, we can do things psychologically.
Uh-huh.
That come out physically, but we don't know we're doing them physically because it's a psychological issue.
For an example,
I wonder if this mask is to hide something.
My face.
Maybe.
It is. I had this conversation before. I had this conversation before. But yeah, my face.
How'd the conversation go?
No, I had this conversation on another podcast before. It was like, you know, we talked about therapy and I was told him I would wear my ski mask to a therapy session.
Mm-hmm. You're hiding something, man.
My face.
Man, no, everyone's always hiding something. And sometimes I can't find out what it is. I don't know what it is, but it could be something where this mask is a representation of something else. Possibly.
Possibly. Possibly, and I may not even know it, huh?
You don't think that's the case, though?
I don't.
You know you're going to be successful, right?
I am successful.
In what regard?
In regards to, like, overall life, but yeah. I still want more, yeah.
For sure.
Of course. But I would be considered successful.
I would agree, especially because mm-hmm. you got a job, and you make money from real estate, and you make money in music but merch, mm-hmm. pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is, man. You have a very tough exterior, like everything's okay, but I don't think everything's okay for some reason.
Everything's not okay. You think I got a tough exterior?
Yeah, I think so.
What brings you to that?
Not tough guy, but
I know what you mean. I'm saying what
there is
a level of protection,
a level of insecurity that I gather from you. Level of insecurity. And maybe it's when I do music, I want to do the music, but I feel more protected because if anybody judges me, they'll never see me they won't know that this is really Josh. And they won't point at me and they won't.
If there was a level of insecurity, it wouldn't be in music.
That's not true.
No, for me, it wouldn't be.
We don't know that.
I do.
You could say that, but we don't know that for sure.
By we, you mean you.
I could be projecting.
I'm like I said, I'm probably better at making music than I am at making clothes. Probably better at making music than I am at having conversations.
Yeah, but maybe you get to be yourself when you're doing music without people seeing you. I don't know. I think that mask means something more than just a brand and protecting my identity.
I just told you what the mask means.
You told me what you say the mask means.
Okay.
But it's just a certain level of insecurity that I gather, man.
I would love for us to continue to have these conversations so we can explore that and figure it out.
Yeah, I don't know how to like explain it necessarily because I'm not a psychiatrist or a psychologist or a therapist or anything like that. I just don't know how to explain it.
I'm going to take it to my psychiatrist and my therapist and figure out if they think that there's something behind it, further behind it.
Yeah.
But I do meet with people every week.
Oh, good. Mm-hmm. Good. So the issue, your major issue is just scaling your business, but only challenge is there's not really a business model to scale right now. We could sell more clothes, but that doesn't necessarily mean scaling something. We could scale more songs, but that doesn't, like, I don't know if you could scale more. No, you can't scale more songs, but like, you're asking me, how do you scale a business and how do I become the idea of who you want to become in terms of this business world or whatever. That's why we're here. But we don't really have a business model to scale.
Question. If you were me, mm-hmm. when you started selling the t-shirts, but you didn't want to be the person behind selling the t-shirts, what mm-hmm. would you do?
I would put out dope merch and use a lot of user generated content for social media. Mm. I mean, I'd still have to sell myself, those initial adopters, mm-hmm. and try to transfer the ethos of the company, the feeling of the brand. I would try to do that.
Okay. So that's what I mean. So like, as opposed to putting it on a mask, right? I'm asking, what would you do if you didn't want people to know who you are? Like if you were selling something that you, I'm not going to say that you didn't believe in,
yeah.
but if you were selling something to not your demographic of people, but to a different demographic of people, how would you sell it? Because so you know, they're not going to listen to you.
I have this studio, right? Mm-hmm. And I don't want people to know that it's mine. But I don't care if they know. I'm still going to say, hey, come to the Creators Clubhouse. You need to book your space here. Oh, really? Is it a good space? Yeah, it's beautiful. Sometimes people come in here and do tours, and I'll do the tour with them. And I'm not leading with, oh, you know, it's my spot.
Right? Yeah.
But I don't care if somebody knows it, because my objective is to make the money from the space.
Right.
Now, am I the one on the social media page that, hey, my name is David. Y'all need to book this space from me and only me. If anybody else tells you it's theirs, they're lying, because it's mine. I don't.
Yeah, that's corny. The goofy. Yeah.
Extreme goof.
Yeah.
But right now, it's like, yo, you can't sell the apparel when you're Josh. You can only sell it when you got the mask on. It's just.
So I need to get some more user generated content.
You need
it.
Yeah.
Some get more it on some more. Some
but in more. The beginning, it doesn't even matter, because the people that meet both of y'all right now, when they see you perform, they're not associating you with them. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If I know who you are, it doesn't really matter, because the brand isn't big yet.
Exactly.
As the brand gets big, I'm looking at, oh, this is the dude with the mask always be wearing.
Mm-hmm.
But we're trying to create this separation too early in the process, too early in the career.
I can see how you would say that. But just like I told you, it's the same way that you're saying it is the same way I go about it. Just like I walked in here in here with no mask. I walk into studio sessions with people without the mask, but I do whip out that piece of paper. Yo, can you, like, I appreciate you if you appreciate.
I respect that. So for us to answer your question, for us to scale something, we have to have something to scale, and we don't have anything to scale right now.
Okay, so what would you identify as something to scale?
You can scale a clothing brand, but you got to be all in on the brand. You really got to focus on building that joint, no matter who knows who.
Okay.
So the only issue that I have is you saying, when I'm Josh, I wouldn't pull out the brand. Well, we got to break that.
Bet.
Because the goal is to scale this brand.
You know what's crazy, though? I'll show you the video later. But if you come in Josh's house, it's like a storefront.
Yeah, but who's coming to Josh's house?
A lot of people come to Josh's house.
You let people in your house?
Yeah. A lot of people come to Josh's house. I have like studio sessions. Like, my house is like a content house. I shoot my podcast in my living room. Mm. Hence the name, Love in the Living Room. I create music. I have two different studio setups in my house. And then I also have like what could be considered a display wall.
You're telling me that because
when people walk in,
Okay.
They know they're walking into Josh's house.
Got it.
But they're all they see is black love everywhere.
Okay. I was under the impression that your major focus, and that was the issue, the major focus was you making sure there's a separation between Josh and who is love. That was my issue. Mm. So.
Appreciate it, bro. I appreciate this talk, session. Man. It was definitely a good session.
Yeah. Hopefully we'll figure out where we can take this brand, all right?
Yeah, hopefully. I got faith in us, though.
Absolutely. I got faith in you, too. You did good, man. If you like the video that you just watched, click this one. You're going to like this one, maybe even more. Click it right now.